You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. Microsoft announced plans this week to buy game developer and publisher Activision Blizzard, known for games like World of Warcraft and Overwatch, for an all-cash deal worth almost $69 billion. Both companies are big players in the gaming market. Microsoft makes the Xbox, meaning the massive deal is likely to attract scrutiny from antitrust regulators, even as Activision Blizzard continues to face allegations of sexual harassment and discrimination. I spoke with Dina Bass, Seattle bureau chief and technology reporter for Bloomberg News, to get a sense of Microsoft's strategy.
The transaction, if it can get regulatory approval, would catapult Microsoft to the position of world's number three global gaming company, behind Tencent and Sony, which is Microsoft's key video game console rival. So that's one very important reason. Another one is mobile gaming. Activision Blizzard owns King, which makes Candy Crush, you know, one of the most popular mobile games of all time. Mm-hmm. Microsoft, on the other hand, despite being in gaming for, you know, about three decades, has next to no presence in mobile gaming. And I spoke to Phil Spencer, who heads up Microsoft's Xbox division and was promoted to be CEO of Microsoft Gaming. And he said to me, quote, "We all know that the number one gaming device on the planet today is mobile phones."
How closely do you think antitrust regulators are going to be scrutinizing this potential deal specifically, given that Microsoft and Activision Blizzard sort of sit in these unique spaces in the gaming industry?
Look, any deal of this size is going to get a significant look. What is this going to mean for competition? Is it going to disadvantage anyone? Is it going to disadvantage players? Another interesting regulatory battle that comes to play is the issue of the iOS App Store. Microsoft has been very vocally unhappy with Apple, and to some extent also with Google, because of the tax that they take on games that are sold through the App Store. And Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella mentioned that one of his motivations for this deal is to get his gaming empire to be big enough that gamers will come to it directly, bypassing Apple.
Activision Blizzard has had so many stories coming out about sexual harassment and hostile work environment. What does this deal mean for any potential reforms happening there?
You have to bear in mind the deal is not going to close until 2023. So Microsoft cannot exert significant influence. They cannot run Activision. They cannot do anything until that point. Now, one issue, since some of these allegations deal directly with Activision CEO Bobby Kotick, is what happens to Kotick. Mm-hmm. Microsoft said today in their press release that he will continue to serve as CEO. However, it was made clear to me by a source that what Microsoft means by that is he will continue to serve as Activision CEO only until the deal closes. And he's expected to step down after that.
Dina Bass is the Seattle bureau chief for Bloomberg News. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.